We'll go to action item number 10, report and possible discussion on Texas Parks and Wildlife Department proposed Possum Kingdom land. Matt Phillips.
I'm going to wait for my slides real quick. Okay, go to the next one. If the board recall, back in January, you all approved deal points for the transfer of approximately 350 acres of BRA property to Parks and Wildlife for their expansion of the state park. This is kind of a zoomed-out map. You can see where the current state park is, and this would be the property in question. Go to the next slide. This is more zoomed in, but it's roughly 350 acres. Go to the next slide. 50 acres of that property is within the FERC project area. In exchange for our transferring that property, go to the next slide, we would get title to inundated property that Parks and Wildlife currently owns that's underneath the reservoir. And go to the next slide. We would also get a perpetual free easement for our West Central Brazos Pipeline, which currently crosses what is right now the state park. So those were the basics of the deal points that the board approved back in January. If you also remember, we made this 350 acres, the 350 acres that we were going to transfer to parks. Go back two slides for me so we can have that. Actually, three slides. One more. There you go. We made this 350 acres part of our application to FERC on the buffer swap. We were going to ask FERC to take the 25-foot buffer out of the project area. In exchange for that, we were going to give FERC about three times that amount of property, including this 350 acres and some property over here on the peninsula. FERC denied that application, as we all recall. But we've continued our discussions with Parks and Wildlife regarding this transfer, because obviously the transfer itself wasn't predicated on that FERC application. So we've continued to talk to them. Needless to say, the process of dealing with parks on this transfer has been slow. It's probably the best way I can describe it. At times, we at BRA staff have kind of felt as if Parks is not acting like an agency that's getting several hundred acres of land for free. We go days, weeks, months, sometimes without hearing from them, and we usually have to reinitiate conversations, which is a little bit frustrating for us because, again, we're giving them some property. More recently, however, and so basically we've equated it to somewhat of a bureaucratic staring contest. More recently, though, we have begun to talk a little bit more, and Parks and Wildlife's first deal was, okay, well, we're ready to proceed with transfer documents. Let's just go ahead and get started. And BRA staff said, well, don't you think the first thing that needs to happen is to do a survey of this property so that we know what we're transferring to you and you know what you're transferring to us? And they said, sure. And they came to us and said, okay, well, let us know when y'all finish the survey, BRA. And obviously we said, well, no, we're not going to do the survey. Again, you're getting free property. BRA is not going to conduct the survey. We think you should do it, and we'll provide you any help that you need to get it done. They thought about that for about 3 weeks and then came back to us and said, okay, we'll do it. However, we would like to do a very rudimentary, very cheap, very basic survey where instead of specifically identifying the property that you're transferring to us and where FERC lies therein, we basically do a bunch of save and accept clauses and throw some maps that says, you know, you're giving us this, save and accept this land, and we're giving you this little map picture drawn in crayon and that kind of thing. And obviously we were a little bit apprehensive about that. We met here internally and decided that if we're going to do this, we're going to do this like we're looking at our divestiture process. We're going to do a specific survey. We're going to find out exactly what we're transferring. We want to know down to the very minute details what we're doing. We don't want to get into a situation where things were done, you know, halfway, and we end up, you know, later on having some sort of dispute over a bad survey. So we communicated that back to Parks. Their lower level staff initially agreed that, yes, we do probably need to do a specific survey in order to figure out what you're transferring to us and what we're transferring to you. And even more specifically, they agreed that if we could not transfer them the FERC project area portion in fee, because it's as long as FERC still exists, it's unlikely that we will be able to. We'll probably have to do some sort of access agreement, that we need to be able to delineate between the property we can transfer to them in fee, i.e. the non-FERC property, and the property that we can't, i.e. the FERC property. So lower-level staff got it. Since then, we have gotten communications from higher-level staff that they still don't agree, that they would rather do a very basic survey because they think the more expensive one costs them too much money. As far as cost, having not looked at the survey or the requirements specifically, I can't say what the cost look like except for what they've told me, which Parks and Wildlife is talking about the rudimentary survey being about $8,000 versus a more specific one being about $30,000. So that's kind of where they're coming from. They did ask us to draft up a scope of work to specifically say what kind of good survey we would want, which our staff has done. However, we haven't sent that to them yet because they've come back to us and they've actually called Phil to talk to him and try to talk us into doing a less specific survey. So, and that all happened, what, last Thursday or Friday. So that was the most recent communication we've had with them. So this is basically an update to you to tell you that this is a very, very slow process. And it is, it's not one of those that's moving along at any decent speed. Again, our communication with them is we need to identify the property and we want a specific survey. And until they can convince us as to why that's not the right thing to do, we're going to continue to maintain that.
Yes.
What is the quid pro quo here? What are we giving up and what are we getting?
We would give up this 350 acres of property. I
mean, what is the value of that 350 acres?
Don't know, because it's all being done via exchange between two
public
entities.
We don't know what we're giving up. What are we getting?
We're getting two pieces of property, one of which is inundated under the lake right here.
I saw that, but I mean, in terms of, I mean, I heard that part, but I mean, what happens if we don't get the inundated property that we're getting in exchange for this out of the water property?
I can't tell you that anything. I mean, obviously the deal doesn't happen, but you're saying in general, what happens if we don't own the property underneath the lake that's inundated? I can't tell you a whole lot happens. I mean, generally you want to own the property.
I guess what I'm asking is, why are we doing the deal?
We were approached to do this deal as we were looking at the divestiture process. And one of the reasons we were approached to do it is there was a very big scare that BRA is going to go out, and in addition to selling the residential lots, you're going to go out and sell all this other undeveloped property that you have. Because if you remember, most of our property is undeveloped. You're going to go out and sell this property, and PK is going to become overdeveloped, and everybody's going to, you know, it's the world's going to come to an end and all those kind of things. It was very much, people were very concerned. And so the idea soon thereafter was Parks came to us to look at least trying to preserve some property, which would be
okay.
This.
So it'll help us get rid of some of our issue, and I embrace the fact that, you know, the Patterson deal and all of that burden that we're getting out from under that. That's very important. I have significant discomfort with not knowing the value of what we're so rapidly exchanging ourselves out of, especially at a time when we know we're going to be needing a lot of capital. And we've had two studies done on our real estate, one by the Tennessee Valley Authority, one by Staubach, and there were all kinds of recommendations made, and there seems to be a lot of discomfort with going forward with any of that. And I don't understand it, and I'm confused about why we're rushing to dispose of assets that could be worth millions of dollars to us. And it could be translatable into tens of millions of dollars worth of bonding capacity and capital that we can use to produce water. So I just need to get out on the table where I'm coming from.
No, I perfectly understand. I think the where BRA staff came from and even bringing it to the board was that, you know, public entities and agencies work together on things like this frequently, and Parks and Wildlife, as the state parks entity, was looking to expand their park system, and they came to us and said, look, we need some property. We likely don't have any money to give you for it, but we'd like to work a land exchange. And so staff brought it to the board.
Is that a responsible way to make a decision to dispose of agency assets? It's because Parks and Wildlife wants some property.
But sir, the leading thing that took us down this road, took the board down the road, was to divest ourselves and get out of the land management business. And this was a way to get and help FERC by doing a quid pro quo to help the decision. It was a tactic that may have been a bad tactic. It may have been all those other things, but those were the decisions that were made at the time on the facts that were presented to the board.
Well, without saying anything further and taking any more of the board's time, other than the Patterson deal, I don't think we have enough data to make a real responsible decision on disposing of assets that could be worth the kind of value
that these land value, that these land assets could have without a lot more information for us to consider. So on that basis, I'd be very uncomfortable voting for it.
And Matt, in access to that only available through the state park, though?
That property? I don't think that's the case. Can you access that property another way, Mike? The 350.
To access that right now.
No, it's.
Okay.
According to the.
Mike's right.
Well, that map doesn't indicate that, and this.
You know, the other thing, too, that I see, Matt, is the. I mean, it's going to be used for the citizens of Texas. I mean, this is a state park. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're moving it from the BRA state agency to the public, you know, public use state agency. So. You know, in that sense, I think it's a real positive thing for our citizens of Texas. They've got an expanded state park.
That may be an appropriate thing to do. All I'm saying is I think we ought to do that with the full knowledge of the value of what the quid pro quo is. Because we have a responsibility to produce water, and we need capital to do it with, and these are resources that we can convert to capital.
This is not an action item, number one. Number two, we will come back to you if it were to be one. And then number three, based upon your concern, we will have that information as far as the value as we go forward with whatever happens next.
Might I respectfully ask for a more comprehensive plan for all of our assets, all of our land assets? I'd like to know. I mean, we've had two studies done, and I'd just like to, before I vote on something that's going to dispose and cause this agency to give up assets, I want to know that we're doing it responsibly and in a way that's in the best interest of the people of Texas through giving us the maximum ability that we can have to produce water.
Yes, sir.
The one thing we haven't discussed is that pipeline right-of-way there. Are we paying currently?
Yes.
How much are we paying currently?
I think it's a small amount. John? Jim?
I think it's $750 a year.
$750 a year. It's a de minimis amount. We just said that as part of this, we're not going to pay you for that anymore. Okay. Matter of fact, I think our initial foray into it is that we wanted that property fee simple underneath the pipeline, and that was they said, no, we can't do that. So we asked for a free easement instead.
I agree with Director Tesh's concern, and I would also state that it may not be an action item, Phil, but if we're currently in negotiations with Parks and Wildlife, then is it, in a sense, currently in negotiation that the board may or may not?
Well, Parks is very clear on the fact, and we've explained this to them many times, that this is not a done deal until our board declares the property surplus and says we can do it. And that would, we have not done that. We would have bring that to you. No, we would never do that. We'd try to get an understanding of value. Initially, the reason that there was no understanding of that is because it was a swap and it was a donation to another state agency. But we understand that.
Any further questions for Matt? Okay.